Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, so three hacks, three real estate investing hacks that every creative real estate investor needs to know to really maximize their results.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
So I remember way back when I got started, I was a little bit lost, a little bit confused, and put in a whole lot of work. And if I would have known these three things back then, if I would have known then what I know now, life would have been a whole lot easier. But I had to learn the hard way, that whole school of hard knocks thing. But today, I'm gonna share them with you so you don't have to go through that school. So here are the three things. The first thing is to invest in yourself. And that might seem a little obvious, it might seem a little bit cliche, but there's a reason that they are cliches, because it's somewhere back when they were created, there was a whole lot of truth that surrounded them. And what I'm talking about specifically when it comes to investing in real estate creatively, to actually invest in yourself, is you can make a deal out of anything. And a lot of people think real estate is really risky and there are bad real estate investments. I don't think so. There's only uneducated real estate investors. That's why you want to invest in yourself. Number two is to be very intentional about your environment, to actually create it. You know, you've heard probably before that you are the average of the five people that you spend most of your time with. And that's absolutely true. When you start hanging around and interacting and networking with doers, people that are actually doing what it is that you want to do, you're gonna find that you'll be in different conversations than you ever would have been otherwise. You're gonna have different ideas come up than you would have ever had. And you're gonna have access to the resources to actually make those ideas come true, to actually make those or turn those ideas into a reality. I think being intentional about creating your environment is one of the bigger shortcuts that's available to any creative real estate investor. So number three, this is a really big one, maybe the biggest of the three. And it's a rather expensive lesson also if you don't get it right up front. And that is to go deep before going wide. Us as real estate investors, we have this entrepreneurial spirit and we are always striving for more and we're always on to the next thing. And it's really easy inside of real estate to move on to the next market, to move on to the next strategy or the next asset class without having the first one really locked down and solid. So essentially, you really wanna get better. You wanna focus on getting better before getting bigger. And right when you think you've got it locked in, push a little bit more, get a little bit better before going out and looking for other avenues, other asset classes, other opportunities.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.